vandag kom hierdie vir die vol landbouplek vir
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Gwynne Cuban. I'm working for the PPF.
Sorry, Parliament Communication.
Parliament Communication Services. Thank you, honorable members and the support staff and our guests. I think now we know each other, even when we meet in corridors. We'll be able to greet one another to know that we belong to this committee, which is the committee, Portfolio Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform.
We don't know that one.
Who's that one?
Why was it introduced?
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Busuma Zwana, a multimedia photographer for Parliament.
Thank you. This is the Portfolio Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform. It's not the new committee. We know that we are continuing. This is the new term of the fifth parliament. Honorable members, as I've said, this is not a new committee. We've got the legacy report, the report that is going to clarify what were the issues that were dealt with by the previous committee. What are the outstanding issues that this committee is supposed to carry forward or to make the follow-up on. As the chairperson of this committee, I'm not a committee. A committee is all of us here. So if this committee fails, it will not be Phumzile Ngwenya that will be failing, but it will be all the members of this committee. I hope that as members of this committee, we've got one common interest of improving the quality of lives of our people, of addressing the legacy of the 1913 Native Act. We'll work together, irrespective of our political affiliation. Hard work, commitment, maximum participation is what is expected of each and every member who is in this room. When looking at the Constitution mandates us to oversight the executive, to ensure the public participation in all the legislative processes, and also to make the laws. We are here as lawmakers. Therefore, people have voted us to be here. We're not here because of our CVs or of our qualifications. But people have voted us. We need to work together and make sure that we don't fail the South African citizens. Our agenda item for today, Secretary, I think the Secretary will highlight the issues. Then we'll take it from there because it was the appointment of the election of the chairperson. I think we also need to consider the draft program, so that we know when we're out of this room, what is next.
Thank you, Chairperson. We have done with item number one on the program, on the draft program. This program has to be adopted by this committee today. And on Tuesday, it's provisionally set for the analysis to take the committee members through on the sector of this committee, what the business of the committee, how we conduct our business in this committee, but not saying we are prescriptive. We will also welcome how members would want this committee to be taken forward. That will be done on Tuesday if all members of this committee will be available, because our committee day is Wednesday. And then on Tuesday, we will receive presentations from the department on the APPs and strat plans. The other following week, on the week of the 9th, we will then adopt the draft report as required by Parliament so that it can be 80 seat before the budget debate in the House. Thank you.
Honourable members, I think the draft program has been circulated. Can we comment on the program, on the draft program? Honourable Member
Feltane
and Honourable Member Walters, followed by Honourable Member.
Thanks very much, Chair. Chair, whilst the committee is not new, some of us are new. I picked up a remark from the Secretary, if I hope I'm using the right term, to say that our meeting days, if I'm using the right term, is Wednesday. Would I take that? Did I interpret you correctly? Mm-hmm. What time?
From 9.
Yes. That's standing every Wednesday.
Every
okay. In other words, even the week after the 9th, we should brace ourselves for that.
Yes, if the parliament is in recess.
If the parliament is in recess, okay.
If members are here. Mm-hmm. If parliament is not in recess.
Parliament is not in recess, okay, then we meet at 9 every Wednesday. Fantastic. Thank you very much. On a lighter note, did Pumzile propose the name because your name is Pumzile?
I'm not sure.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would just like to, on behalf of the Democratic Alliance, also express our good wishes. We are here to make a contribution. We are here to really turn around the rural development situation, the land reform situation in South Africa. But just in that vein, I think we should also not shy away from things that are fairly controversial. I think the more we debate, the more we might meet minds and we might find ways forward. Currently in the media, there was the proposed policy on the strengthening of the relative rights of people working the land has been, both before the elections and after elections, it's been very much present in the minds of people, and I would like to propose that on the draft program that in, I think we can probably fit it in behind the presentation on the Ngonyama Trust, that we ask for a presentation as well as possibly the opportunity for debate on that particular proposed policy.
Thanks, Chair. I also want, on the same question, to second what has been proposed, that we do make time for specifically that policy proposal, because if we don't do that, April next year, there will be no farm worker in the South African farms. It's an urgent matter that we have to deal with. I even think that once we've heard the arguments, we might have to consider talking to the minister about halting that process or having some measures to protect our people on farms. After that announcement, our people are totally vulnerable without any protection, and there's this committee and leaders of our people, we can't allow that situation. So I am, in a sense, then supporting the proposal that we deal with that. I'm also advised, Chairperson, that there's about 14 pieces of legislation, or bills rather, that has been proposed in the past year or so, which this committee needs to be aware of. Perhaps staff could also, when we deal with this, also say what else is there out there which affect this committee. Thanks.
Honourable Chair, thank you very much. Let me join my colleagues in congratulating you on the election that just took place, and that it was unanimous. I'm very pleased that our colleagues, Honourable Matama and Honourable Walters, also concurred. That's on a light note, I must just say, in case. Chair, it's not light, the congratulations, definitely on behalf of the governing party, the ANC, and hope you everything of the best in taking us forward in this fifth term for as long as your assignment remains at this level. And all the best in your political career going forward, Chair. Chair, on the issues raised, I see that there's a lot of sparks for good life in the committee. And I think we should welcome, because it does indicate that there will be some difference that we are bound to make. Safe to say, Chair, you were asking us to... you were asking us to comment on the draft program, Sisipumla, to which I was just saying perhaps we need to tentative in the sense that we know that the workings of the political structures include study groups, include various forms of consultations, and had there been latitude through you, Chair Sisipumla, to get the proposals beforehand, then it could have been possible to move for final adoption, but we can have a soft adoption subject to anything that may wish to be amended, like our colleagues have already made proposals to consider. Chair, the last aspect of one's support for the draft is perhaps Sisipumla and the team, the administrative team, could indicate if there are straight plans for committees that are in the pipeline, because some of the issues, including the draft legislation, including the topical issues, fit nicely in the strat plans, and perhaps even a year-long program of action for the committee that could even end up being the product with clear budgets and timelines and identified program areas. So I do not know. I'll just seek to find out if there is such an envisaged strat plan for any other time before we go to the routine Wednesday meeting, but at least have an overarching strategic framework and a program of action. Thank you.
Members, when looking at the program, the focus now is on the budget votes. Now, we know that the budget is supposed to be passed by Parliament by the 31st of July. That is the proposed date. So now we focus on the budget vote. I understand the issues that are raised by members, but we must not forget that there are processes that are supposed to take place. Yeah. When there's a matter within the department is accountable to us, can account day and night. When there's an issue within the department, that issue must follow proper processes because before it arrives or it is being attended to by the committee. The issues, Pumla has, when looking at the documents that were distributed, we've got the strat plan. We've got the annual performance plan. So some of the issues, members, were here for 5 years. This is our first meeting. So if we have got any other issue for now, can you just pack it or inform Pumla in writing the issues that you think we must engage the department on? But after this process of the budget vote, we have got 2 days. The committee weeks are from today up to the 11th. By the 11th, we're supposed to have done with the committee report. Then on the 15th up to the end of July, there will be EPCs. So we don't have time to discuss any issue with, you know, because we've got 2 Wednesdays. I think Pumla has carried. I'm still on.
No, I'm just putting up my
hand. Okay. So we've got only 2 Wednesdays to engage with the department, to engage with the Ingonyama Trust. It means that the second day we must consider the committee report. So can we just highlight those issues? I think Pumla will just take them into consideration on the second program. But this draft program was the program that will guide us from today up to the 30th of July after the budget has been passed. Then from there, we'll consider whatever issue that members feel that we need to consider. But you must not forget that we must not rush issues. If the issue is still within the department, we must wait for the minister. If the minister referred it to the speaker, the speaker will refer that matter to the committee for further consideration and debate. But for now, we presented this draft program that no any other item except the budget. We don't have time, members. That is why Pumla has indicated that our meeting days are Wednesdays. So what we, I don't know whether the approval for the use of Tuesday. so that we can be taken on board by our support staff before the Wednesday meeting. As Honorable, you'll forget me. Yes, you have indicated that the committee is not new, but we've got new members. Meaning that if we have got that meeting on Tuesday where the content advisor, the researchers, will take us on board with regards to the strat plan and the budget and this annual performance plan, we'll be ready for the Wednesday meeting. So that is the reason, Honorable Walters.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. In my experience of committees like this, and I acknowledge that I may be in Parliament, I'm inexperienced, but I'm not inexperienced when it comes to the legislative processes. The longer you leave issues like this, the more constricted the time becomes later on in the process to properly debate. And I think it's one of our duties to thoroughly deal with matters that fundamentally affect lots of South Africans. Now, my a colleague from the EFF referred to the insecurity of farm workers, that the mere fact that there's a discussion, a debate at the moment taking place without some type of clarity of debate within Parliament, without some type of a foundational debate within Parliament, it has two effects. It creates insecurity for farm workers, it creates insecurity in our property markets. I don't believe it is good for us to take an overly, call it technocratic approach. I would suggest, and I do not believe it will be too time consuming if we ask for a presentation after the matters that are already on the draft program, if we ask for a presentation in regards to this policy. And I will even go as far as to ask that it's put to a vote.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know how one can overemphasize the importance of the matter raised in relationship to the proposed policy. We have looked at it, and I mean, I can tell you now that what it is, in fact, it is a mass farm worker eviction procedure. Our job is to protect our people. And this is, in my view, an emergency case. We must find time, not just to clarify what the status of the proposal is, because it seemed to me that the minister has just announced, it's not a bill, it's just a policy proposal. But the impact of it is that by April, because that's when the policy will start from what we read in the papers, there will be no farm workers. I need to bring this committee to some sort of awareness that already we have lost more than 1 million farm workers in South African farms, even with the piece of legislation that purported to protect our people. Right now we've opened for a year a process to evict, unless, of course, one is going to read that this is part of the dispossession process which the ruling party is completing, that started in 1652. If we understand that people are going to be kicked out of land and we want to protect them, I think we must act with the kind of determination and agency required. It is just an addition to the current program. And I think that the chair should be sympathetic to that.
Honorable Ntshabeleng, your hand was
up. Mr. Chairman, I was just going to suggest that for us to have a meaningful discussion on this matter, maybe after these processes of the budgets are through, the first thing on the agenda should be briefing by the minister on this concept. I think that should be the first one. And of course, the other will be briefing about what are the other outstanding issues that are carried from the fourth parliament, so that we don't chase events, but that we have a program that will guide us and help us to achieve whatever we want to achieve. I suggest that this should be maybe next week we should at least have a full day, a brief on the fourth parliament, what are we carrying into the fifth parliament.
Thank you, Chair. I think I want to align myself with the last speaker to say that
we can't move with the parliamentary process without finishing the budget groups first. At least we must first attend these budget groups, and then after that we attend the proposal as an emergency. But we must first deal with the budget groups first. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. I believe Honorable Chabela is supporting our proposal. We are saying next week, Tuesday, this issue is a matter of agent. Remember, as public representative, whatever that is happening or you talk of the town, we have to raise it. Now, we want a brief by the staff, by the researchers, to tell us exactly where is it aligned, and we're asking for a debate on the issue. But I think all is in order. Maybe it's semantic issues. All is in order, Chair, because you've raised a question, what other additional information on the draft document that you want us to discuss? You've said that, unless you did not, semantic issues. Now I'm saying you've opened this and we're proposing what you've asked us to propose, that can we debate the policy issue?
Thanks for the opportunity. Just want us to cast our minds back to 2012, when Marikana began. You'll recall that there was a lot of talk in the media that government acted or reacted rather very slowly. And we know the tragedies that followed. I don't think we want to see a similar situation, because there is already, the people who actually own those farms have already indicated their possible way of reacting to the current situation. So I think it is incumbent upon us to prioritize this matter. We just have to. Thank you.
Honorable members, we're talking one and the same thing. I've said this matter is very much important. But what I've indicated to you, that currently, because of time, we don't have any time. There are other committees that are sitting on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and whatever. So when we want to have a meeting on Tuesday, we need to get an approval first. Because other members here are sitting in more than this committee. They've got additional committees where they are sitting. Others are just sitting on Tuesdays, others Thursdays, and Thursdays, and others on Friday. What I'm saying is that let's now focus on the budget vote because of the time constraint. Then after that, we'll take that matter into consideration. But the minister is going to be part of the briefing on Wednesday. Yes, because Wednesday we have to have a meeting where we'll engage the department on the strat plan and also the annual performance plan. I think the matter of Honorable Ngidana, the one of the policies, is appearing on the strat plan and also on the annual performance plan. Because that is where the department is supposed to indicate which policies were presented, which policies they are planning to present to Parliament from now up to the end of the term. So for now, I agree that this is a sensitive matter. We need to deal with this matter urgently. But now we don't have time. Let's agree that we finish about the budget votes, then we entertain the matter. But the minister will be here. Maybe if we want to get some highlights on the, you know, on the overview, political overview of the minister, then you can just, you know, enter, listen to the overview of the minister and ask some of the, you know, the questions that you want to be clarified on. But we can't discuss this matter in detail currently because we have to focus on the budget vote. That's it.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think on your Tuesday program, these are unconfirmed issues, and you've booked the venue. I understand logistics. We are saying, can you put this item forward on the day? Because at the end of the day, I'm checking all these items to be confirmed. Now, automatically, we've been booked for the day that Tuesday will be coming. And I believe if we are committed to this issue, and we know that this issue is urgent, we can even be here till 6 o'clock or 10 o'clock.
if it comes to a push.
Before I move to Honorable Waters, Tuesdays have been set aside. We have said we are a new committee, we are new members. So it has been set aside for us as a committee alone, for the support staff, to content advisor, to brief us, and also to analyze this threat plan and link it to the annual performance plan of the department, to prepare ourselves for the meeting that is going to take place on Wednesday. It's just a committee meeting, meaning that on Tuesday the department will be preparing to come to us on the following day, that is Wednesday. But Tuesday has been set aside for the content advisors, for the support staff, researchers, to take us as members on board. Honorable Walters, then Honorable...
Chairperson, I think we need to draw a distinction between a handover in terms of the strat plan of different policy issues coming out of the fourth parliament, which will be discussed in the process that you described, and a very specific presentation that I requested, which can feed into a strat plan, but it's still a specific presentation that I've asked to be included to the draft program, because it's a draft and we're supposed to be at this meeting make exactly that type of input. The strengthening of the relative rights of people working the land, that proposed policy document, that we get a presentation and that we can start. That would be in your hands as the chairperson, of course, how we take it further in the strat plan, have a type of a foundational debate. I think the sooner we have that discussion, the sooner there's a message of clarity, especially in terms of how this relates to the NDP, which, as was pointed out by my colleague, it affects farm workers, it affects rural economies, it reflects rural property values. I don't think it's something that I'm comfortable leaving for a later process, or for that matter to be subsumed by other policy matters that might be coming from the fourth parliament. So what we have here on the proposed draft program is on the second of July, at 2 o'clock. It says there, briefing by the Ingonyama Trust Board and the APP, then there's a briefing by the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights and the APP, that we add to that a presentation on this particular proposed policy. In my mind, extra hour or two, it's not going to kill us. We are here to do work. And the more I listen to the debate, I actually want to turn that into a formal proposal that, if needs be, we vote on.
Chairperson, I don't know whether I listen carefully when you said that our committee meeting is on Wednesday. That is our initial committee meeting. Tuesday is just a privilege, if I'm corrected right, to have that meeting on Tuesday. So, Chairperson, I don't know why do we rush. We have got at least 5 years.
No, we don't.
We've got 5 years. These things of whatever is going to be prioritized. So I don't know why are we debating this now and again and we don't get to the consensus, because which happens and said this thing is going to be prioritized. So I think we must not shift according to this agenda, because that day of Tuesday, I maintain what I'm saying, that day of Tuesday is just a privilege that we have. This is not our day as a committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. To me, I urge the honourable members, as the Chairperson has mentioned, that how if we wait for next week, the day we are supposed to sit as a committee and discuss all these things, can't we listen to the Chairperson, honourable members? Because she was proposing that will be briefed on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday it will be a committee meeting dealing with the budget issues. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, I think we all agree that this policy thing is very important. That when we meet with the minister, there's no way that we can meet with the minister without asking questions about, you know, what is in this package. So that meeting is happening on Wednesday. The Tuesday is about our orientation. What happened in the last parliament? What are we carrying into the fifth parliament? On Wednesday, we'll be with the minister and the director general. There's no question that will go unanswered in that. Our work as members of the as portfolio committee members is to get answers from those who are making decisions and those who are implementing those decisions. How did you get to this? How are you going to see this thing through going forward? We'll ask those questions when the minister is here. But our focus now should be in passing the budget, because we cannot have a department if there is no budget. And that even some of these policies will need budget, they'll have certain budgetary constraints going forward. So I think we're all saying the same thing, Chairperson, that this matter is urgent. On Wednesday, when the minister is with us, we cannot summon the minister on Tuesday. Tuesday is our day, our briefing. And we have an appointment with him on Wednesday. So can we just at least snyamezele for those few hours until we meet with him on Wednesday? We cannot bring him here any other day except on Wednesday. I think we should just accept that. We'll ask him those questions on Wednesday. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chair, I am not sure if the issue is the issues as raised, or Chair, I am not sure if it's the issues as raised or is a continuation of the energies that were at good display in the House in the discussions of the SONA. I am saying this, Chair, because you listened carefully to us and you made a determination. I do not know if we will have a situation where whenever the Chair rules or guides, we still come over for second bites without anything new. Because it is the duty of the Chair, some of us just congratulated, to listen to the inputs from committee members and therefore to determine how those are processed. And I think you have done exactly that, Chair. On another note, Chair, that why I have suspicion that is there might be element of continuation of issues in the broader debate in the House. One statement that I would love it on record to also have a response, a statement that Honorable Mutama is making, that ANC, the governing party as he put it, which is ANC, is continuing the program of dispossession that started in 1652. I just want to say on record that that's a myth and an imagination completely far from any kind of truth. And if the discussion and the motivation for issues were to go to that level, I would wish to refer the Honorable Member to the ANC strategy and tactics, not a private document, an open document, and look at what the ANC strategically seeks to usher in as a dispensation. A National Democratic Society is completely different from a dispossession of 1652 in agenda, in form, in content, in everything. But as it were, it's a statement that was made, Chair. It's a statement to which there has got to be response on the spot. And however, agree that we are a diversity of political parties, and therefore political parties may be persuaded. Chair, in lending, Honorable Walters, because I see their hands continue to be up and up and up, has suggested that you may have to put the issue to a vote. You have made a determination, but I suggest, Chair, that you can still be generous. You can still be generous. There have been clear motivation. You outlined exactly what's going to happen. Certainly the department's strat plan overacts and drives everything else. And there cannot be
farm worker evictions or farm worker eliminations overnight. It's got to be hard and tedious process. It can never, never happen in a twinkle of an eye. It would be really a miracle if that were to happen. But like Honorable Ntshabeleng and my colleagues have suggested, if Singanyamezel, class Singanyamezel, Honorable Walters, spot on. We'll continue to vote, and the outcome of that vote is obvious, Chair, because you've made a ruling. And clearly, if you put it to a vote, that's what is going to be sustained. I do not know, Chair, if we should continue discussing beyond this point on this matter. Thank you.
I think I'm about to reach the closure of this matter because we're just, you know, running around the circle. Honorable Nkitana, then you'd be followed by Honorable Filton.
Thanks, Chair. I don't know if being threatened by your vote is going to be a useful manner of engagement. No, but I mean, we're a committee that must look at matters, help each other to understand what we're talking about, and then resolve. I mean, we can't, you know. So, Chair, there is no opposition to the idea of dealing with the budget. There isn't. And I think as a way forward, if you were to ask your secretary to say, look, on the day, Tuesday, of briefing, you must add an item named strengthening the relative rights of people working on land. That is the name of the policy. From the perspective of technical staff, what is going on here? Then the minister comes Wednesday. We have a good opportunity to then raise the issue directly at the political level as part of our oversight. Minister, you are evicting people with this thing of yours. And we take the process there. So it's a suggestion that it is just penned in on the briefing. And I believe it don't take long. I have read the thing. It's not long. But we'll get a good status of what it is. And then we move. Because if you don't do this, I say, the consequences for our people are rather grave. This is really serious. I look at the police and I hear what farmers are saying. It is not a joke, Honorable, that this policy is a policy of evicting our people. That's what it is in its actual impact.
Okay. You are the last one.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Chair. The reason I raised my hand after Honorable Ntshabeleng spoke was because I want to suggest, just so that we are sure of what's going to happen on Wednesday, that you indicate to the minister that when he comes, he should be ready to be engaged on this matter. We do not want the minister to come here and say, I had made myself available for X number of minutes. Now you're raising something very, very serious, maybe filled in with a little bit of controversy, if you like, and I'm not ready to engage. So I want to make a specific proposal that the minister should come here ready to engage with us. We don't want to miss that opportunity. Lastly, both yourself as well as the speaker of the NCO, when she opened Parliament, if I'm using the right term, whatever, or that was during the on board, indicated that we're here as government and that we are here to carry on the business of government. I don't think it's fair for Honorable Mngoni to threaten us with a vote so early. I don't think it's fair. We know that the figures are tilted against us as opposition, but we think this is an element of undermining the South African people that we here represent. They are still South Africans. They have voted DA, EFF, as well as UTM. We may be in the minority, but I don't think it's fair. I think it's still too early days. We've hardly gone into this matter and already we're being threatened by a majority vote. This is intimidatory, and I want to suggest, even if the vote will be against me, that it withdraws that statement. It's still too early days.
Honorable members, can I just give this little time to our content advisor? Because really, some of the things you are saying are the things that are going. Maybe the content advisor will highlight some of the things that will answer some of the concerns that you have. But you must not forget that the time, as you've said, that there should be enough time for the minister. I don't know whether that time will be there because we'll be considering the budget votes on the budget vote of the department and the Ngwenyama Trust on that particular day. That is why Honorable Member Ntshabeleng indicated that the minister will be here on Wednesday. And if that policy is within 5 years, it's supposed to be appear here, that it is a policy that is on the pipeline in this financial year. So obviously the minister will touch on that, then we'll be able to raise questions. If you're not satisfied, you will raise a written question. There are many ways of oversighting, honorable members. Not by engaging, by asking questions, you know, posing statements in the house. All these ways are the ways of oversighting. But what I'm saying, we're not going to have enough time. The minister maybe will make some highlights because we'll be guided by the agenda of the day on Wednesday. Content advisor.
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to make an input regarding what will happen on Tuesday, because as I listen here, I think that people, honorable members, are discussing something that will be happening on Tuesday, because what we are going to be doing is to take the committee through a sort of a policy trajectory to date. So there's no way that we're not going to address the issue about this new policy. However, the issue is about the committee engaging with the executive around that. So I think the chairperson and honorable members have raised that it may be that the issue is about having a particular briefing, an in-depth discussion around that issue, which I think the chair might want to sort of look at it. But what is going to happen on Tuesday is we're going to be looking at all the, we've identified the key programs, the three or four of them, and then go in depth about the policy developments up to today, what has happened, performance and all that, and the issue around the various policies that have been developed and that are in the process. We're also going to highlight those. So there is space for the committee on its own to engage on that, and the following day be able to raise the questions with the minister. About a special briefing on that, it may be an issue that the committee will take decisions.
Sorry, I just need to clarify something, because I think it's nearly as if I made a proposal and then there was all kinds of other issues, you know, behavior in the house, all kinds of things that came here. I made actually a very simple proposal. Now, that we add in an item in the draft program, that's why it's called a draft program, so that we can make inputs like this, that specifically, and it wasn't Tuesday I was talking about, it was actually the 2nd of July, the Wednesday, after the presentation after the briefing by the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights, that we get a specific presentation. We're going to be dealing, in the process that's been described just now, we're going to be dealing with all kinds of, it's a holistic approach to all the policy matters that we're going to be dealing with. So I made a very specific proposal that we specifically highlight that on the Wednesday, right, when the minister is here as well, you know, but either way, whether it's the minister or whether it's the department, that we get a proper presentation, that we can add it into the rest of our program for the year. I don't quite understand why it's controversial. And the reason I said, and I actually agree with, sorry, I don't quite know you, all the names yet. Honorable Mungun, there was no threat here. I made a proposal that we put it to that. I'll tell you why I made this proposal, because a couple of comments were made that, we're in agreement when we're patently not in agreement. You know, so that's why I'm saying is, well, the only way to settle whether there's an agreement or a disagreement is put a matter to the vote. Having said that, Chairperson, my intention was not to start a debate around all kinds of other issues. I'm making, again, and I'm repeating, this will be my last comment on this. My suggestion and our support for the draft program is dependent on this, that on the Wednesday that we have a specific presentation on this particular policy. That is, it's actually not, I don't see whether it will take us more than an hour, 2 hours at most, and I would suggest that's a start of a very relevant debate for all the reasons that's been mentioned. So it's not I don't see it as an unreasonable request in any way.
I think The content advisor has highlighted, make some remarks on the matter, that on Tuesday there will be some highlights on the policy issues, meaning that we're going to start with this matter on Tuesday when the parliamentary staff will give us some highlights. But on Wednesday, when the minister is here, the minister will make his political overview. We've got the right also to engage the minister on the matter. I think if we're not satisfied, then we'll put it in, we'll continue with the with this policy matter after the budget votes. Do we agree on that, members?
Record the disagreement of the DA with this draft program.
No problem. It will be recorded. Colleagues, there are some documents that have been circulated by our support staff, the legacy report, the straight plan, and also the annual performance plan. They will assist us on Tuesday to analyze the documents so that we understand as members how do we approach the matters that are on the straight plans and also on the annual performance plan on Wednesday when the department is appearing before the committee. So can the members read through those documents so that we are ready even on Tuesday to engage with the staff, and also are ready for Wednesday to engage with the department. Yes, I think Pumla will communicate with us the venue for the Tuesday meeting, and they will be ready. We will be ready, and also for the meeting on Wednesday. Thank you very much for attending this first meeting. It was very much informative. Thank you. The meeting has been adjourned.
Baptism on fire. Was it the best of times or the worst of times? I had no fellas, I never got sleep. Never got a thing.
I mean, if it gets like Thank you. Thank you.